I was listening to a radio interview yesterday with the head of the University of Maryland Medical Center Shock Trauma Unit, and they were talking about the split-second decisions that they're called to make and everything that has been, all the pressures they've been under, and they're talking about acute shock trauma care. And he made a very interesting statement, I thought. He was the director there of the shock trauma unit, was talking about something that he often has to remind his colleagues and fellows and residents there, which is that when they receive a patient and they put them through all kinds of diagnostic tests and images, he says, have to remember that we treat patients, not pictures. We treat patients, not pictures. But that was a very wise thing to say. What he was commenting upon is that with all of the wonderful advances in technology and medical imaging, it can lead, which he saw in his colleagues, a tendency to just treat the picture that comes out rather than looking at the patient of who it's a picture of. They look at a picture on an x-ray or an MRI or a CAT scan and say, oh, there's the problem that we need to fix. So, well, that's just a picture of the patient. It's directing us back to persons. When we see somebody, do we see their problems or do we see the person who is struggling and in need? And it's an interesting medical statement because the picture doesn't always tell you what the patient really needs. The picture alone does not give the full description of the treatment that is best for this particular patient at this particular time. I think we see something of that in both of the readings today. The first is with David and Goliath. Everybody around sees all the different qualities about Goliath, his strength, all of the armies behind him. But David isn't fearful of all of the different descriptions of the person. He just sees the one person who God has called him to do battle with. And instead of complicating things, overthinking what his course of action is, he simply takes those five smooth stones. He isn't afraid because he sees the person in front of him that the Lord has called him to confront. And in our gospel today, we see Jesus and the Pharisees meeting this man with the withered hand. From the get-go, we see the Pharisees trying to pick out things that Jesus is doing wrong or different violations of the law. It begins, they watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him. They're trying to see what Jesus is going to do wrong rather than recognizing the person in need of God's healing and help right there in front of them. They're treating the picture rather than the patient, the person who has come to Jesus for healing. It's a reminder for us that when we see people, we're sent out to mission or to bring the gospel, we see them as persons in need of God's healing and grace rather than all of their wrong ideas or opinions that we need to sort out. But we're seeing somebody in need of God's healing grace. We're seeing a person rather than an abstract idea or set of assumptions about a person. Where does this person need the Lord's healing in their life rather than maybe our correction or nitpicking about them? I think this is a good gospel for us too as we begin our novena and praying for life this week. Clearly we see that the Lord's preference is for life, to save life rather than to destroy it, to do good in all situations rather than get bogged down in all of the different debates and things that can and in some ways should be happening in our country. But we're always making people, first and foremost, We're always looking to the personhood of the unborn. You know, sometimes we can see images of the child in the womb, and what we see first is not a picture, but a person. Persons that we're called to stand up for, to give a voice for them. As Christians following Jesus, we're all about treating patients, treating people, rather than pictures or ideas about them.